The Duncan Parks Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. on City Talk 105.9.
Sir Cliff Richard, look, 50 years in show business, major contribution to show business, but sometimes I think you've got to go out on a high. Don't you think? Sometimes just leave when you're at the top of the tree. So why not kind of call it a day? We need to get a view on this because I was talking earlier that I don't actually know anyone who's a fan of Cliff Richard. I don't mean that in a horrible way. I just mean I don't know people. I have a wide social circle who kind of like, admits to buying the records and who's a fan. So in order to be a fair and decent and balanced radio show, particularly the third and final hour of this show, we thought we'd get on the president of the Cliff Richard Fan Club. Her name is Carol Horn. She's on the line. Morning, Carol.
Hello.
Thank you very much for getting involved in the show today. I've got so many questions I want to ask you. I suppose, first of all, when did you first discover Sir Cliff?
Well, I was brought up with Cliff Richard. Basically, my mum used to play him when I was little, and it kind of rubbed off and stuck with me.
Okay, so that was the kind of like the very beginnings, and throughout childhood and into adulthood, you kind of took that passion with you.
I did, you know, alongside pictures of Duran Duran and Human League, because I'm not as old as you'd like to think.
You see, now that is a contrast, isn't it? How can you kind of square being a Durani as well as a... Well, what do you call Cliff Richard fans? What's the correct term?
Well, there isn't really a...
Cliffies?
Yeah, there isn't really a term for us, I don't think.
Did people find it strange that, you know, whilst you were into kind of like your 80s music, like Duran Duran, you were still a fan of Cliff?
Yep, they did. I used to have massive pictures of Cliff Richard on my ceiling. He dominated my ceiling once.
On your ceiling?
Like, I know. Well, I could lie on bed and look at him then, you see. But on my walls were 80s pictures, Human League and Duran Duran and people like that. So I kind of had them hand in hand, although Cliff was quite big in the 80s, so we're still having quite a few hits then. So
I like his song Wired for Sound.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great song.
It is a good song.
Yeah. And
I think it peaks the most cheesiest song of all time polls these days.
I like that. I also, what's the other one I like? Because I've got to be honest with you, I kind of thought it all went wrong after about 1985. But what was the other one? Devil Woman. That was great.
Oh, God, that's an oldie.
Yeah. She's just a devil. He was quite rocky then, wasn't he, Sir Cliff?
Yeah. Well, he still is. You just have to listen to the right records.
Do you? All right. Listen, I mean, all right, so we know about you. I mean, you're president of the Cliff Richard Fan Club. How long have you been doing that for?
10 years now.
And what does that actually involve?
It involves producing a magazine 6 times a year, so every 2 months, with as much Cliff information as I can gather together through various sources. I'm in touch with his office, promoting him as and when I can, answering questions, dealing with emails. I mean, everything to do with Cliff Richard. It takes up a big amount of my spare time, plus I've got my website as well. So.
Okay, and do you want to give the website a plug?
Oh, well, I have to, don't I? www.cliff-guaranteed.co.uk.
All right.
There's a wealth of information on there.
All of your Cliff facts and figures on there. What is the essence of Cliff Richard? I mean, you know, you've been a fan for all of your life. I know there are fans out there because people quite clearly are buying the records and stuff.
Yes.
I don't know any Cliff fans, so I need your help here, Carol, because what is the essence of Sir Cliff?
Oh, well, do you know, for me, and I can only speak from my personal point of view, really, I suppose, I like the fact that he's British.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he can sing, and there's no denying he can't sing. You mightn't like the type of music he sings, but, you know, the British good-looking, you know, tenor voice that he's got, I think it's a tenor anyway, it's just... It all encompasses a great package.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you know, you can knock him as much as you like, but as long as he can continue to ace our records and get them into the top 10 or even to number one if he can, and of course continue to sell out his arena tours, which he does.
Yeah.
Every single time he tours, he does so well.
Yeah.
Why should he stop?
Yeah, I mean, but the audience, they must be dying out because there can't be any new Cliff fans coming through.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. I've got fans of all ages in my club, starting from as little as 8.
Really?
Now, that's somebody I would have thought has been brought up on Cliff by their mother.
Yeah, yeah.
Or father, I think.
So they've been a little bit brainwashed.
Well, perhaps, but everyone's entitled to make their own opinion. I mean, I was brought up on Cliff Richard, but at the end of the day, I chose to continue to like him. I could have hated him, but I didn't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you listen to Cliff Richard, and all children are influenced by their parents' music tastes at the end of the day.
Because, that's true.
You know, you get sat in a car, you might be taken to Alton Towers or wherever, and you listen to the station that they choose to listen to, playing whatever music they like.
Fair comment. How many members does the Cliff Richard fan club have?
Well, there are 42 fan clubs around the world, and I'm just one of them.
Okay, yeah.
And I only have 600 members in my club,
right.
But I'm only London and Surrey, you see, so they're
kind of yours is regional. It's so blimey. I mean, so that you've got, what did you say, six, how many?
I've got 600 members in my club.
600. Yeah, but the chances are there are other clubs around the same size, so that's a lots of 600s in this country.
Oh, there are clubs that are bigger than I am. Birmingham, I think, has got a pretty wide membership.
Why? But, well, what's the Birmingham connection?
I don't know why Birmingham people like him more, but the other thing you probably don't know is that Cliff Richard actually doesn't have an official fan club. How about that? He's a massive, massive star, and he doesn't have an official fan club.
Well, he's a star, isn't he?
He's a huge star.
All right. How big a Cliff fan are you then? How many records have you got?
All of them.
How many is that?
Oh, I have no idea. I've got records, as in big black CDs, as my daughter likes to call them.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Up in the loft.
Yeah.
And I've got CDs and DVDs and videos and all sorts coming off my shelves in my office. So I don't know how many altogether, but every single album and every single CD that he's ever made, I own.
Okay, what about books?
I've got a wide selection of books as well, including the latest one.
What's the latest book?
It's the autobiography.
It's his autobiography, isn't it?
Yeah, he wrote with Penny Durer.
Yeah, so. Do you think that's a good autobiography?
Have you read it?
No, I haven't. No, I've read excerpts in one of the newspapers serialised it. And I've got to be honest with you, and I made this point at the beginning of this hour, I'm not remotely interested in Sir Cliff's personal life. You know, it doesn't bother me, you know, because there was this thing about, you know, there's a guy who's an ex-priest who looks after one of his houses, and some of the newspapers were, as the tabloid press tends to do, speculating wildly. I'm not interested in that, and I think that's quite sad. I'm just interested this morning in the music side of it. I mean, you know, the recent single, Thank You For A Lifetime, Carol, it's not very good, is it?
Well, if you want my honest opinion, I wasn't too keen on it when I first heard it.
Right.
However, the more I listen to it, and I have listened to it extensively, the more it grows on me, the more I like it.
A bit like a fungus.
I guess. But at the end of the day, I can be as honest as I like, I guess, here, and that is, if I thought it was a number one single, the answer is no. There are certain songs that have hooks to them, a bit like Kylie's, I Can't Get You Out of My Head. That song, you heard it, you thought, that's going to go straight to number one.
Because
it had the right hook. Cliff's song didn't have that. Having said that, it isn't a bad song, and it's a nice song for his fans, because it is thanking us for supporting us.
It sounds like his swan song. It's almost like a goodbye song.
I hope it isn't.
Thank you for a lifetime, I'm off.
Well, no, it's just celebrating 50 years. I mean, that's quite an achievement, isn't it?
Yeah. Shouldn't he hang up his hat, though? Shouldn't he hang up the specs and kind of, like, you know, just leave us in peace?
I tell you what, the day he starts to sing out a tune, I'll stop going to see him. But as long as he continues to sing in tune, and as long as he can keep selling out the tours he does and keep producing albums that are really nice to listen to, then I'll continue to be a fan. It's as simple as that. Frank Sinatra kept going until he died, didn't he?
Yeah, but please, you're not putting Frank Sinatra in the same bracket as Cliff Richard, are you?
Well, I am, as far as age is concerned.
All right. I must remind people, you're listening to City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. We're talking Cliff, and we're talking to Carol Hall, who's president of one of the Cliff Richard fan clubs in the UK. Carol, have you ever met him?
I have.
What was it like?
Petite, actually.
Much he's small?
Smaller than I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's only 5'10".
Yeah.
He's actually much smaller than I was expecting him to be. Very slight frame, extremely polite, as you'd expect someone like him to be.
Yeah.
I've only met him once, unfortunately. I'd like to have met him once. He's very cosseted by his management company.
Right.
And unfortunately, he doesn't get out as much as I'd like him to get out. But at the same time, I'm not the sort of fan that would go up to him in a restaurant. And you know, because I think when you're out and about and you've got your own space, they deserve that. So.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But at the same time, I wish he would get out and meet his fans more. A bit like Daniel O'Donnell, he gets out and meets his fans. I wish Cliff would do the same.
Would you say Daniel O'Donnell and Cliff Richard are kind of quite similar?
No. I wish Cliff Richard, Daniel, gets called, but he does go out and meet and greet people, which would be nice.
All right. And I'm trying to establish today, I want to try and understand what is the... maybe you can help me. What makes up the typical Cliff Richard fan? Okay, because I don't know the answer to this. Would you describe yourself as typical? I don't know if you are, because you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation that you kind of grew up in, you know, big fan of 80s music like Duran Duran, and your affection, if you like, your love of Cliff went alongside that. You see, tell me if I'm right or wrong here. I wanted to go and find the Cliff Richard fan. I'm wondering if I need to go to my local Women's Institute, maybe a bingo hall somewhere. I don't know, the dress section of Marks and Spencers. That's where I might... What? That's where I might find them. Is it an ouch? I don't know. What is it? Describe to me a typical Cliff fan to the best of your ability, because you're the expert here.
Well, there isn't the typical Cliff Richards fan. I have to say that if I was going to put any typicality on them at all, if you know that's a word,
yeah.
It would be, you're talking probably the 40s to 50-year-old, maybe.
And there's got to be a woman, hasn't it?
Yes. I have 90% female fans in my club, but I do have men too, if they're willing to actually admit to liking Cliff Richards.
You see, you just hit on something, because is there now a stigma where it's a little bit embarrassing to go, yeah, I like Cliff? Is there a stigma that's knocking around?
Yeah, there is. And I think it's something that if you've liked Cliff Richards for as long as I have, you have to admit to it and take the jibes that go with it.
Yeah.
I've heard them all, believe me.
What have you heard? What do people say?
Oh, they do the Elvis impression there. They do the upper lip thing. And you get all the Devil Women and the Wire for Sands thrown back at you. Or you get, he's had a number one at Christmas every year, which is rubbish as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just have to be able to deal with it. But at the end of the day... yes, there's probably a middle-aged band of woman that likes him, but I don't think necessarily they're the Blue Rinse Brigade, as you're implying.
Well, am I implying that? You know, I mean,
I've
interviewed people from the Women's Institute. There's some very sexy women as part of that organisation. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, perhaps for someone of my age, I think Women's Institute puts them immediately in the 80s bracket.
Yeah.
We're not. There's all kinds of women, all walks of life that like him.
Yeah.
Mostly women, admittedly, but that's probably the only thing that I think puts it all together is perhaps an age thing.
And they probably all keep cats and wear cardigans, don't they?
No, they do not.
Do they not? All right. Listen, I'm going to let you go now, and I appreciate your time this morning. It's good to kind of get another side of the coin when we're talking about Cliff Richard. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a great gift, and it's this, okay? I don't know how you want to do it, but either if someone who's listening to this who's never experienced the music of Cliff Richard, okay, either suggest to them an album that will get them started or sum up for me why people should maybe explore and investigate the music of Sir Cliff for themselves, and you can just plug your website again. Can you do that for me?
I can certainly try.
Go on then.
I think albums and singles are certainly a thing of choice. And if I were to... There's a 50 Golden Greats if you want to go back to the olden days and listen to some of the old songs that would sum up right up to mid-80s, I suppose.
Yeah.
But as far as Cliff Richard is concerned, I think there's a lot of people that are opinionated about not liking him because he's been around for so long. And like you've already suggested, DJs don't play him anymore because they think he's past it.
Mm.
If you haven't listened to Cliff Richard, then I think you should. Find, you know, if you're willing to buy an album, then great. But, you know, YouTube is full of videos that you can go and look at and listen to without having to spend any money.
Yeah.
Go and give them a try.
Yeah.
If you really decide you don't like one song, pick another. There's so many to choose from. The guy's had so many hits. If you haven't actually listened to him, then don't be opinionated about him. Give him a chance. If you hate him after that, then fine. You can hate him for not liking the sound of his voice or... I don't know, thinking his music's cheesy, whatever your reasons are. But if you actually haven't heard him, then I don't think people should write him off.
Okay, and your website again?
www.cliff-guaranteed.co.uk.
And 50 years into show business, 50 years too long, should he just hang up and give it all in now?
No. No, he shouldn't.
I've enjoyed our conversation. Carol, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.
The Duncan Bach Show, weekdays from 9 a.m. on City Talk 105.9.